Biden pollster warns White House voters are really experiencing inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on July 23, 2021. A top pollster of President Joe Biden's war chest alerted the White House Thursday that voters are really experiencing inflation. Celinda Lake, a pollster for the Biden 2020 campaign and who continues to advise Biden, told Axios, women voters, a key demographic for Biden, are really experiencing it, because they're always more focused on kitchen table economics, microeconomics. Another key target vote in the 2022 election is going to be non-college educated women, she also said, because they are the most undecided. Lake stated her data remains consistent through both her focus groups and public polls. Axios reported Lake has informed Democrat elected officials to make clear to voters that they understand their lived experiences of higher costs of healthcare and daily goods, and that they have ideas for how to make the cost of living more affordable. The warning of increased prices for the American worker comes as Biden said at a CNN town hall Wednesday, there will be near-term inflation. Watch. He explained. I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation, is suggesting that there's any long-term march here if we do the things we're going to do. For example, if we get this bill done that I've been put together a long time ago. Breitbart News reported July 19 that Larry Summers, Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, Director of the National Economic Council under Barack Obama, Chief Economist of the World Bank, and President of Harvard University, is worried about inflation. On July 14, Summers said, labor market tightness, behavior of housing markets and asset prices all rising in a more concerning way than I worried it a few months ago. This raises my degree of concern at overheating scenario. There are huge uncertainties, but the focus of concern now should be on overheating. I think the Fed has been wrong for the last 6 months in its optimism that inflation will be transient, Summers reiterated on CNN.